With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program celebrating the riches of the sacred choral and organ repertoire. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'll be your host for the next hour of great listening. Thanks for joining me. The first Sunday in October is observed by many churches as World Communion Sunday, and it gives us a chance on today's edition of With Heart and Voice to feature sacred choral and organ music highlighting unity within the larger church and the sacrament of Holy Communion. We'll listen to wonderful music by Friedel, Franck, Durufle, Bruckner, and others. To start things off, we'll hear organist Christopher Herrick perform J.S. Bach's eloquent chorale prelude on the Eucharistic hymn Schmücke dich, o liebe Seele, Deck Thyself, My Soul, with Gladness. He plays the organ of the Jesuit Church in Lucerne, Switzerland.
Thank you.
The Alora Festival singers performed Rafe Vaughan Williams' motet, O Taste and See, based on Psalm 34. Noel Edison conducted. We began with the organ chorale prelude Schmücke dich, O liebe Seele, from the Great 18 Chorales of Johann Sebastian Bach. Christopher Herrick played the organ of the Jesuit Church in Lucerne, Switzerland. One of the most lovely anthems of Harold Friedel is his setting of words by Percy Dermer, Draw Us in the Spirit's Tether. The text and tune have become so loved by choirs and congregations that it now appears in several hymnals as a congregational hymn. We'll hear the original choral setting as performed by the St. Thomas Choir of Men and Boys, directed by Jerry Hancock. Judith Hancock plays the organ. The St. Thomas Choir of Men and Boys from New York sang Draw Us in the Spirit's Tether by Harold Friedel. Jerry Hancock conducted. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. World Communion Sunday, first celebrated in the U.S. around 1940, has since spread literally around the world. Our next selection is a traditional Caribbean gathering song, Hale, Hale, Hale. We'll hear a performance of it by the Atlanta Master Chorale led by Eric Nelson.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
The Atlanta Master Chorale sang two pieces based on folk tunes. We just heard Edwin Earl Ferguson's setting of the Shaker tune, Ye Followers of the Lamb. Earlier, they sang the traditional Caribbean song, Hale, 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 as arranged by Marty Haugen. Eric Nelson conducted. George Herbert's poem, Antiphon, provides the text for the hymn, Let All the World in Every Corner Sing. It's a tricky text to set, as it has a short refrain and two compact verses. There have been several memorable musical settings, however. A refreshing tune and accompaniment was composed by the late New York church musician Calvin Hampton, which we'll hear sung by the Cathedral Choral Society. J. Riley Lewis directs with Eric Plutz at the organ. Let All the World in Every Corner Sing, with music by Calvin Hampton, was sung by the Cathedral Choral Society, led by J. Riley Lewis. In the Roman Catholic tradition, one of the most loved Eucharistic pieces is César Franck's setting of words by Thomas Aquinas, Panis Angelicus, Bread of Heaven. We'll hear it performed by tenor John Escola, who is joined by the Cathedral Singers and Chamber Orchestra. All are led by Richard Prue. Panis Angelicus by César Franck was performed by the Cathedral Singers with tenor John Escola. Richard Prue conducted. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Maurice Duruflé's setting of Ubi Caritas is perhaps one of the most recognizable pieces of 20th century French sacred choral music. Taken from his set of four motets on Gregorian themes, its text speaks of the unity of believers, where charity and love are, there is God. The chorale Stéphane Caillat performs. The chorale Stéphane Caillat sang Ubi Caritas by Maurice Duruflé. A term for Holy Communion used in many traditions is the word Eucharist, coming from the Greek word which means thanksgiving. The Eucharistic hymn, Thee We Adore, is based on plain chant, just as was Ubi Caritas. In this case, it's arranged by Ralph Johnson and performed by the St. Olaf Choir. Anton Armstrong conducts.
Thank you.
Thee We Adore, arranged by Ralph Johnson, is based on the chant Adoro Te. The St. Olaf Choir sang under the direction of Anton Armstrong. Jeremy Cron accompanied. Composer Anton Bruckner wrote no less than 9 settings of the text Tantum Ergo over a 25-year period in the mid-19th century. The words are a hymn in veneration of the Holy Sacrament. The setting we'll hear dates from 1854 and is a very straightforward and simple setting with strings embellishing the choral parts. In some ways, it emulates traditional Austrian Baroque church music. The cathedral singers are led by Richard Prue in this performance.
Thank you.
The Cathedral Chamber Choir of the Cathedral of St. John in Albuquerque sang Mercy and Truth Are Met, setting a portion of Psalm 85 by Ned Roram. Maxine Thévenot conducted with Stephen Tharp at the organ. Earlier, the Cathedral Singers, directed by Richard Prue, sang a setting of Tantum Ergo by Anton Bruckner. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. In 2001, Norwegian-born composer Ola Yalo wrote a motet on Ubi Caritas. Though it doesn't utilize the traditional plain chant as its musical basis, it does begin with a newly composed melody which has the flavor of chant and provides the musical material which is expanded in the choral texture. We'll hear a performance by the Phoenix Chorale under the direction of Charles Bruffy. Ubi Caritas by Ola Yalo was performed by the Phoenix Chorale. Charles Bruffy conducted. Our next selection is a lovely performance of the traditional African-American spiritual Let Us Break Bread Together. Jessie Norman sings, and she's accompanied by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra led by Sir Alexander Gibson.
Break, break.
Jesse Norman sang Let Us Break Bread Together, accompanied by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. Alexander Gibson conducted. In the Book of Common Prayer adopted by the Episcopal Church in the U.S. in 1979, a new set of instructions for the conduct of worship appeared. These instructions, called rubrics, inspired composer Dan Locklear as he wrote a suite of organ pieces by that title, based on some of these instructions included in the Book of Common Prayer. From that five-movement suite, we'll hear Hallelujah has been restored, the peace may be exchanged, and the people respond, Amen. Marilyn Kaiser plays the organ at St. Paul's Episcopal Church, Indianapolis. three movements from the suite for organ titled Rubrics by Dan Locklear. Marilyn Kaiser played the Cassavant organ at St. Paul's Episcopal Church, Indianapolis. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice as we've listened to music celebrating World Communion Sunday. I hope you've enjoyed the selections on today's program and found them to be meaningful and inspiring. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio on the web at withheartandvoice.org. And if you'd like to write to us, we'd love to hear from you. You can send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.